This is Doug Miller. I don't care who you are or what you are. My Lord Jesus Christ gave his life for you. Stick around. Let's talk about the Bible.
Communication. Of all God's creatures, man does it best, and he does it through the medium of language, both written and spoken. Dialogue is a program dedicated to the belief that God has communicated truthfully with the most intelligent of his earthly creatures, man. We therefore invite you to enter into dialogue as we discuss the principles, truths, and foundations of God's Word. Now here's your host, Dr. Doug Miller.
Thank you, Paul. That was Paul Sublett. This is Doug Miller. The program is Dialogue, and we are privileged to be back one more time with the Word of God in hand. We are in the 10th chapter of Acts, and we are looking at the first Gentiles who are purely and strictly Gentiles who have been saved under it during this new dispensation of grace that was ushered in when the Lord Jesus went back up on high, was raised up and ascended on high, and sent the Holy Spirit. We got Gentiles coming in now, and they will come in a flood. Let's take a look at this. I think you'll be mightily blessed. Call a friend. Tell them to listen in, too. Now, Dialogue is brought to you every week at this time by Dialogue Ministries Incorporated, a nonprofit organization that exists solely for the purpose of seeing this word go out, this gospel go out, as far out as we can get it. And, of course, to that end, we are utterly dependent upon you and upon your prayers. We have no other advertising other than word of mouth, and we are not going to have. And we really just pray that you will indeed support Dialogue. Always a pleasure to hear from you. Good to know who's out there, how far out you are, how far out we're reaching, where you heard these messages. So write us. Have any questions? Delighted to answer them, if we can. And any needs that you have, delighted to meet those needs if we can. Materials that we can provide, all without any strings attached, all absolutely free of charge. Write to us. Dialogue, P.O. Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083. If you didn't get that, keep your writing materials handy there, and Paul Sublett will give it to you again at the end of the broadcast. Now, if you want to email us, people nowadays don't write letters the way they used to, a lot of people like to email. Well, we've got an email address. Dialogue Ministries, all one word, all small letters, at sbcglobal.net. That's Dialogue Ministries at sbcglobal.net. And you can pull up our webpage, too. That's Dialogue Ministries, all one word, all small letters, .org. And you might say, well, why would I want to do that? Well, you can read about Dialogue, the ministry that the Lord has given us, that we are blessed to be a part of. And you can pull down any of these broadcasts and listen to them. Also free of charge, no matter where you are in the world. If you wish to call, our telephone number, 405-568-5048, 405-568-5048, and be patient because we won't get right back with you on that. You'll get a recording, and it'll be me, and I'll pull it up and call you back when I get it. You might say, that's a sorry way to run an operation. Well, yeah. I suppose so. Nevertheless, that's the way I do it. So if you don't like that, well, pray for me. I need all the prayer I can get anyway. Okay, let's pick it up in verse 34. Of chapter 10, one of the most common things in the world today is racial prejudice. You ever notice that? Not just racial, but ethnic prejudice and and discrimination. And one of the most amazing things about it is that so many people out there seem to think everyone but them is some kind of racist. And in fact, there's not a group out there. I don't care what your color is, what religion you're in, or what your ethnic background is. Be honest for a change. You know very well that you and all the rest of us were eaten up with prejudice. And we have to, it's something you have to work at. You have to talk to God about it. And look at Peter here. Peter was a Jew. Now, you know, I love the Jews. I really do. And anyone who knows me knows that. I stick up for them and defend them tooth and nail. I don't like to hear people run them down. I certainly don't like to hear people run down the nation of Israel, because I am a supporter of Israel, tooth and tong. I'm if you're waiting for me to turn against Israel, you'll be waiting a long time. But look, let's be honest. Jews are as prejudiced as anyone else. Now, that's just a general indictment, of course, and I know that there are Jews that aren't, but come on. Look at Peter here. Peter's a Jew. And Peter has some learning to do. He is a man who has, the Lord's had to deal with him. But look at this. He said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." Well, thanks, Peter. Congratulations. How long did it take you to come to that conclusion? Well, we've been seeing the past few times here how God had to deal with Peter and slap him around a little bit to get his attention, to even get him to come down here. And, you know, when we saw last time that Peter begins his encounter with these Gentiles by saying, "Well, now you know that it's against our law for me to even be down here talking to you, to come under this roof. I mean, it defiles me." But he said, God has showed me that I shouldn't call any man common or unclean. Well, what does that tell you? I hope it tells you what it tells me. And I hope it tells you something about how God is and what God is. I read in Revelation of the end times of John. He's up in heaven, and he sees a great multitude out of every tribe and kindred and tongue and people, none left out. Not one ethnic group, not one racial group that's not represented in that. Why? Because God's love is set upon the children of Adam. And I don't care who or what they are. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And when you start thinking in terms of so-and-so over there being unclean, or when you start thinking, for example, well, Christianity, that's a Gentile religion if you're a Jew, or that's a white man's religion if you're black, or that's a poor man's religion if you're rich. Come on. God loves you. I don't care if you are poor and black, rich and white, semi-rich and Jewish, I don't care. His Son died for you. And Peter has come a long way, baby. Peter says, anyone in any nation who fears God and works righteousness is accepted with him. And the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. Don't you love this? Boy, this guy, he could preach. "That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism with John, which John preached." Now, he assumes that these people know this and know about it. And maybe they did. I don't know. But Peter says they did, and no one argues with him. You know. And what do you know? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. And the word anointed there is the word we get our word Christ from. Jesus of Nazareth, with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. And to him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Now that is a good message. It's the gospel. And that's what Peter gives these individuals. And he, you know, we know that Peter, we've seen him preach several sermons to Jews, to great numbers of Jews. And the Jews were saved, a bunch of them, not all of them, obviously. But now he's talking to Gentiles, and he gives them the same message. He was slain. He was buried. He was raised up the third day. And now he is the judge, to be judge of the quick and the dead. And anyone who believes in him shall receive remission of sins. Now, this is a message. I don't know to what extent Cornelius was prepared to listen to something like this. I don't know if he heard it or not, or had heard anything like this or not. People generally don't understand that salvation is by grace through faith and by believing. It's to him who believes. And yet, look at this. Let's read on here. Verse 41, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Now I want to say something about this. These Gentiles did indeed speak with tongues. The guy who's speaking to you over the air here has never spoken in tongues. I have never taught anyone that they ought to speak in tongues. In fact, I don't know very many people who do, although I know there are large numbers of people out there who do, the so-called charismatics and the Pentecostals and so forth. I know they speak in tongues. I never have, never felt the need to. This passage right here is sometimes cited as proof that anyone who gets saved will speak in tongues. And I know I've heard people say, if you don't speak in tongues, you're not saved. I've had them say it to me. Well, that's not true. That is simply not true. There are, and all you have to do to convince yourself of that is go back and read what Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. He asks a question. He makes it clear that all don't speak in tongues. In fact, he says, do all speak in tongues? The obvious answer is no. No. Were all of these people saved? Well, Paul writes to them as if they were. He calls them saints. There's no reason, you cannot make a case at all for saying that you have to speak in tongues to be saved. But I know this, I'll tell you this, it was important for these people at this point to speak in tongues. Do you know why? It is because of the Jews that were there. The Jews require a sign. These Jews needed to see this because they knew what had happened to them on the day of Pentecost. And they needed to see this same thing happening to these Gentiles in order for them to believe and understand that God was now not just dealing with Israel, he was dealing with the Gentiles. He was saving Gentiles as well as Jews. And these individuals were absolutely as saved as anyone could be, and were in union and unity with the other believers in what we now call the body of Christ. Look at what Peter says. Can any verse 47. Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Well, Peter didn't just suggest that they baptize them. He commanded it. He commanded it. And they did indeed baptize these men. Well, let's go right on down into chapter 11 and see the reaction. And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. They heard it. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, Thou wentest in to men uncircumcised, and didst eat with them. Is that what you did? Now, you know, it's not just Peter who needs to get his head screwed on right, is it? It's the whole bunch of them down there. These individuals have no idea what God is ultimately going to do. They have no idea. To them, this was all a thing about Jews and Israel. This was the Jewish Messiah, after all. How do a bunch of Gentiles get in on it? And indeed, they knew the law, and they knew what Peter should have been doing and shouldn't be doing. And they hit him right between the eyes with it. What are you doing? And here we go in verse 4 of chapter 11. Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying. And in a trance I saw a vision. A certain vessel descended, as it had been a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me, upon the which, when I had fastened mine eyes, I considered and saw four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, Arise, Peter, slay and eat. But I said not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean hath at any time entered into my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven, What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. And this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. Now Peter just simply rehearses it. This is what happened to me. I wasn't even thinking about anything like this. It didn't even occur to me that something like this could happen. But I saw this vision, and I heard the voice from heaven, and no sooner was that sheet drawn back up into heaven that three men came to the house where I was, sent from Caesarea, and the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. And I said earlier, you know, that when Peter went down there, and this was last week, actually, that he took certain brethren with him, and I said that was important, and it was important, because those brethren, they needed to be there as witnesses to see this themselves. He says, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house, and he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, Send men to Joppa, and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. I like that one. Because, in fact, that's the first time we have read it in just that way. Up to now, what we have heard is, the angel said to Cornelius, he'll tell you what you should do and what you ought to do. And that's what we've heard. But now Peter goes beyond that, and this is apostolic, and you can put this in the bank, thou and all thy house. Now, you know, we already saw how that Cornelius had, and we saw this last week, you know, how he got all of his friends and his family and his neighbors and got them in here to hear this message. And these are the words whereby thou shalt be saved. And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? And when they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, Then hath God also to the Gentiles, granted repentance unto life. They held their peace, and they no doubt were puzzled and baffled by this. Even the Gentiles are being saved now. Well, of course, if we will see in the rest of the book of Acts, and we're not even quite halfway through it yet, but the rest of the book of Acts is taken up largely with Paul's ministry and missionary work among the Gentiles. And we know history real well. We know that from that time to the present time, it's largely the Gentiles who have been open to receive the gospel and have believed it. Not always. There are Jews that get saved, but mostly it's been Gentiles. And here is the beginning of it. And these Jews in Jerusalem who were Christians and believers, they absolutely couldn't understand. It was beyond their comprehension that God would do anything like this. We are about out of time. I want to talk to some of you out there, and I want you to listen to me closely. What you have been hearing is the Word of God, because I've been reading it right out of the Bible. And I've put a few comments in here and there, and the comments themselves may have been of value to you. They may not have been. But I want you, all of you, to take note of something. We're talking here about salvation. We're talking here about men who are in darkness being brought into light. We're talking about people who are in confusion being brought into knowledge of the true God and of the true way of salvation. We are talking here about individuals who are lost and on their way to hell, being turned around, believing the gospel, repenting, and who are now on their way to heaven. And these guys that we've been looking at here, Cornelius and his household, they've been in heaven now for many, many years. It's a wonderful thing to be saved. We are living in very uncertain and in troubling times. We're living in times in which it's very obvious to me, if not to all of you out there, that our elected officials simply don't seem to be able to come up with the solutions to the problems that have been building for a long time. We have been living on borrowed time, and we have been living on borrowed money, and it's running out, friend. We're running out to the end, and the Lord cannot and will not delay his coming one moment past what God the Father intends. I tell you, and you've heard me say it before, and here it comes again, I tell you in the most solemn way that I know how, I truly believe that we indeed are living in the end times. I do not think the Lord's coming is far off. If you are listening to me, and maybe you've listened before, and maybe you've done absolutely nothing about what you've heard, I urge you, I implore you, believe the gospel. The Lord Jesus did die for you, and he was buried and rose again. You take him as your Savior and be saved. This is Doug Miller, and this is Dialogue.
Dialogue, exploring and considering the revelation of the God who created the vast star fields and the simple starfish. Have we communicated with you? Then why not communicate with us? Write to Dialogue, Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. That's Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. Be with us next week for Dialogue.